I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And if Hub were here, I would invite him as the Helen Thomas of the Corps to ask the first question.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday.
Not enough Paradise by the Dashboard Light. There you go, Robbie Triano. It's like All Request Radio. And George requested Hub Arkish, so here he is. Hub, ask the first question, the Helen Thomas of Chicago football media. How are you?
I'm fine, and I would have been there if I'd have gotten the email on time. that was the first one I've missed in the last couple of weeks, so I'm sorry I missed it, but I appreciate the offer. And all is good here. So.
All right. Now joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Hub Arkish, NFL senior analyst for the Score, this very radio station, CircaLasVegas.com. So what happened there, whether you were there, whether you saw it, and whether it was replayed, let's start there. What did you make of that as the coach search goes forward? But that was a bit of a touchstone. What did you think?
Well, you know, I read it all and I went back and watched it all. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think they're in a pretty good place with what they're doing. I'm still not overly comfortable with how free Ryan Poles is to run this show, because he's the only one of the three category capable of running this show. You know, Kevin Warren, I believe, you know, was hired to build a stadium with good cause. He got a stadium built in Minnesota. He can get one built in Chicago, but he should not be involved in the football operation. And, you know, George has made it clear that, you know, he trusts his people to do what they have to do. So it's all about what Ryan Poles is thinking right now, you know, what he's going to do, and that they're telling the truth and that he's 100%. And he certainly appears to be 100% right now.
My guest is Hub Arkish, joining me on the Score Hotline. And we're talking football here on the Score. We're talking about the Bears. So today, several pieces of news came out, Hub. The first is the Bears completed their interview with Ben Johnson, a virtual interview. They were scheduled, I believe they still are, to have Aaron Glenn on a virtual interview this afternoon. The Lions have a bye this week. That's why their offensive and defensive coordinators are on everyone's virtual list. But another piece of news that came out, Jonathan Jones of NFL on CBS reported the Bears are scheduled to interview Ron Rivera. What do you think of that news?
Well, I think it makes good sense. You know, when you look at the list of everybody else that's interviewing, you would think they would interview a, you know, two-time, you know, former NFL head coach who's had some success. Now, I'm not sure at this stage of his career that he is the best option for the Bears, you know, based on the way, you know, it ended in Washington. But at the end of the day, I think it makes perfect sense. And I can't wait to hear how it goes. And, you know, I think that Ron would be a good fit. I just don't know all the details of what went wrong in the last year and a half or so in Washington. But I'm glad to hear that they're hiring him. It makes perfect sense. I think you know, Ben Johnson is a great candidate. Glenn is a great candidate. There's a lot of great candidates out there. But I think what we've learned, I hope what we've learned, the Bears need somebody with head coaching experience. You know, they've tried to get the next hot new head coach, and it hasn't worked yet. And it went very badly last time. And I think now to have to go through all these firings and then make the same mistake again would be pretty inexcusable. So I hope that they are focused on the candidates that have some successful head coaching experience and who aren't too old, which is tough for me to say because I'm having a tough time getting work being too old, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, with this, you want somebody no older, I would think, in his mid-40s, early 50s with some head coaching experience. I think those should be priorities. I keep hearing people say, oh, they've got to hire an offensive. No, they don't got to hire an offensive guy. The head coach's job is to hire the right offensive and defensive coordinators. They need to hire a head coach, not an offensive coach.
Well, I think Pete Carroll bounces around like a guy under 50, so he fits the bill as far as I'm concerned. And I think that the thing with Pete Carroll and Mike Vrabel and Ron Rivera is their experience and their credibility. They would come in and say, this is broken, and it's broken from the top down, and this is what we need to change, how we need to change it. And I just don't think the George McCaskey's Bears would stand for any kind of alteration of his precious top-down management structure. And yet I think that's what I mean. Pete Carroll would say, look, I came in and then I got a general manager and we won a Super Bowl and we went to another one. And there are examples of that. I just don't see George. I see him being so intractable of changing that for all the candidates they want to look at, they're not looking at that part of the process. Do you agree or disagree, and why?
Well, I don't know what they're looking at and what they're not. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with it. But my problem with Pete Carroll is real simple. I wouldn't hire me at 73, even if I was the best guy. And to go into that locker room now and take over all these young 20-year-olds, and that, you know, people are suggesting is what went wrong with Matt Eberflus. That's not what went wrong with Matt Eberflus, but that's besides the point. I just think that, you know, he's past today's game, and that's what bothers me. He's a good head coach, no question about it. You know, I won't say it's a mistake if they do it, but it certainly wouldn't be my first choice. You know, the three guys that we're talking about, Mike Vrabel is clearly the best choice right now. And he seems interested. The fact that he came to Chicago as quick as he did, you know, makes it clear that he's interested. And when you hear all these, you know, coaching candidates talking about what they're looking for, they're looking for the Bears among the six teams that have, you know, jobs available. You know, they've got the future franchise quarterback with the right coach. They've got a talented roster on both sides of the ball. One thing, Steve, that I think has been badly overreported, the offensive line is not the complete disaster that everybody's making it out to be. You know that they did not start the same five guys once in 17 weeks. You know, and they have to get better on the offensive line. There's no question about that. But I think they're in decent enough shape right now at tackle. I think they've got to get better inside. And you know, a coach who knows how to fix and correct that, you know, that would be one of the most important things in the interview to me, is what are they going to do to fix that offensive line?
Talking with Hub Arkish, senior NFL analyst for The Score. We're talking Bears in the NFL and Bears searching for coaches, and we're doing it right here on this very radio station. So much is now being made of Tom Brady being involved with the Raiders, and suddenly everybody is being tagged to the Raiders. And Tom Brady is a pretty shiny thing. I could see that when suddenly Ben Johnson is interested in the Raiders, and there's a report out, I think it was Ian Rappaport, that Deion Sanders is now suddenly thinking like, wait, I can coach the Raiders. Tom's there. And that's a pretty attractive thing. I don't know what's true and what's not. What do you know? What do you think is true?
Well, I think that Tom is exercising his contacts, you know, and that's going to work for him. There are no other GMs that have won seven Super Bowls, you know, or six Super Bowls, you know, so that's why it makes it a good place to start. They also know, or they can find out fairly easily, that Tom will be in charge. Yeah, you know, Mike Davis owns the team, but he is not qualified, you know, to run football operations or own a team. And he was very smart in getting Tom and getting Brady involved. And so, you know, I think it probably is fairly attractive to a lot of these guys just, you know, to work with Tom Brady as their partner. So that's a plus, you know, and that's going to be a benefit. He's going to get whatever interview he asks for if he's doing the interviews. We don't know how Davis is handling that. But there's no doubt in my mind why Davis, you know, sold him 10% of the team. It turns out he sold 5% of it himself, so he's getting that 5%. But having him involved is really smart on Davis's part, and it's going to get him the pick of what he wants. The question is, what does Tom Brady want? And I think Belichick was his first choice. I don't know that Mike Vrabel is his second choice. But, you know, I think that whoever it is that he designates or you know, picks as the guy, he's going to get.
Well, it's good to be the king then, isn't it? That's
you know, again, you're talking about a lockdown first ballot Hall of Famer with more Super Bowls than anybody else. I mean, you know, if you were a head coach taking a job, isn't that the guy you'd want to work with, even if you didn't like him? I mean, you know, he obviously knows some answers, and so I think it's a good place to start. Now, what we don't know, though, is how he feels about the future of his broadcast career. He doesn't seem that concerned about it or excited about it or happy about it, but if he plans to continue broadcasting, then there's going to be some levers put on, you know, what he can do and not do in terms of running the team by the league. And so that part, I think, still has to be determined or needs to at least be understood.
Well, he was not allowed to go here, not allowed to go there. There were guardrails put in as a result of the Raiders purchase and his standing with the Raiders and who he's allowed to talk to and who he's not allowed to talk. He'll still get information. He's got producers and other people associated with the broadcast to do that. I don't think he was a particularly good broadcaster, but you're not paying for good broadcasting. You're paying to have Tom Brady, just like guys are going, well, I want to interview with Tom Brady. I want to see what that's like. I want to see what questions he asks. I mean, I would interview with Tom Brady simply to find out what he wants to know, how he conducts an interview, because teams do this, and I hope the Bears are doing this, asking what outsiders think of their operation. And the scary thing is, what bothers me is I think the Bears won't take anybody who's going to offer severe criticism. I just don't think they want to hear that. I think they want to hear somebody who's going to tell them nice things about it. You agree?
I don't, Steve. I mean, I understand your point, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't agree that the Bears have a problem with secure criticism. I know that in my 45 years covering them, God knows I've given them secure criticism. Mm-hmm. It's never been a problem, you know? And so I think that there's a lot of things that are assumed about the McCaskies, you know, which really aren't close to reality. Now, I'm not saying that's not close to reality, but I've never heard or known that to be a problem. And I think that, you know, how can they not accept secure criticism with what's going on in the last year? You know, they have to know it's coming. Clearly, George knew it was coming when he went to the mic the other day. And so I don't see that as a problem. You know, the thing about Brady is agents are really important in all this. And a lot of the agents are really good. And the agents know where he's at, or will find out where he's at on the broadcast piece of it, whether he's planning on continuing or not. If he is planning on continuing with his broadcast career, then I don't think he becomes nearly as popular to potential coaches being with the Raiders. But if he is willing to give up the broadcast and get serious about helping to run the Raiders, then I think it's a big advantage to him.
What would you do what would you imagine? I can't imagine Deion Sanders here, but I'd love to have him here because I'm here for the fun. What would you imagine him being able to do in the NFL on the sideline?
Create a lot of fun, but not build a winner, you know?
And really?
Now, yeah. I mean, now I don't know. I haven't, you know, covered, you know, his college team. You know, I know he's done a pretty good job with them, but I don't know. You know, I mean, he's handling the college kids fairly well, and I would think he'd handle the NFL guys better, but he just doesn't strike me as the leader of an NFL team. You know, as a player, yes, but as a coach, I don't see it that way from the way he carries himself, and so much time spent on building, you know, the popularity and building the broadcasts and all that, not broadcasts, but, you know, the coverage. I just think he's too much. I think he'd be in the way, and he wouldn't be my first, second, or third choice.
I'm talking with Hub Arkish, senior NFL analyst for The Score, and that's this radio station. We're talking Bears here. When they start bringing people in, human beings come patrolling through Hallis Hall, or when they start meeting them, but most specifically when they come into Hallis Hall, at that point they would have an opportunity to have Caleb Williams at least meet the candidates. And I would want to see that interaction if I were the Bears, if I were Ryan Poles. I would want Caleb and a potential head coach in the room at the same time and just see what happens. Would you, and how would you set that up?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know how the candidates would feel about that. I would think most of them would want to meet Caleb, and if they do, they will. Although part of the problem is, my understanding is, Caleb just left to go, quote, back home yesterday. And this is all happening in the next week or two, you know. So if he's coming back to meet these guys, I just don't know how they get that set up. But I do think that most of the top candidates would like to meet Caleb and learn more about him and know about the, you know, the quarterback they'd be getting if they got the job. And I would think that the Bears, I don't know if they'd want to get Caleb's opinion of any of the candidates he met, but I would think that they'd be agreeable to that, and that they might think it was a good idea too, as far as him meeting them.
Well, if I'm there watching them interact, and I'm any kind of judge of people, or if I'm any kind of savvy observer, I don't need to necessarily wait for a complete rundown from Caleb. I'll have an idea of whether this might work or whether this might not. I'd want to hear from him. I want to know what he has to say, but I want that quarterback in that room with every potential candidate, because that's the most important thing that's going to come out of this whole search, is Caleb Williams' relationship to that head coach.
Yeah, and I think pretty much everybody would agree with you. I agree with you. But again, all I know is Caleb left town yesterday. You know, and
oh, they have planes. They have planes. They have planes.
Yeah, I know. And they're his boss. They can't force him, but they can make it happen.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I don't even know these things. You know, I was surprised that Vrabel came to town as quick as he did, and that happened, in less than 24 hours. Now, Caleb was still here. I don't know if he met, with Vrabel or not. But, it's an extra piece that is governed by various, rules and blocks. And so I just don't know how many of them will get to meet him, but I do think it's a good idea. I agree with you. And I hope that they do all get a chance.
So in Super Wild Card Weekend, is there one game that has the most attention from you?
Well, right now it is tonight. It's the Steelers, because I can't tell if it's on TV or
it's on the radio. It's on the Score Hub.
I know that. Yeah. And I'll be listening if that's my only choice. But, you like to watch them. I assume that you can get it somewhere, but I can't figure out where. I think that these are all pretty good playoff matchups. I know there's some big numbers in the spreads, but I don't see a game that either team can't win. Normally we go into these six games and there's only two or three of them where you could see the chance of an upset. I wouldn't be shocked by an upset in any one of these. I'm only picking one of the six, but, in my picks, which are worth what you pay for them, which is nothing. I think we're going to see a bunch of good games. Some of them won't be competitive. I look for Buffalo to blow out Denver, just in Buffalo and the difference in those two teams. I think the Steelers, Green Bay is what I'm trying to say, has already proved, that they can play with the Steelers. But whether they do it again, I don't know. The way the last week has gone for them, I see a problem there. And I just think these are, the Steelers are a really good team right now. They got a loss, but who cares? They weren't playing everybody. So those are the games that interest me the most. Which ones will be the best games? That's hard to predict.
Steelers Ravens, I believe, is on Prime. I think it's an Amazon game. And that is, I think, the biggest spread. I think it's about 9.5 or 10 points, which is for a playoff game, surprising, but I think that's the biggest spread, and you expect that to be a lot closer than that, I suspect.
Yeah, the spread is that big because the Ravens just beat them by, 15 3 weeks ago, and so that moves the spread. It shouldn't, but, people bet for different reasons. But if you go back, I actually just went back and watched that game, and it was a pretty tight game for three and a half quarters, so those teams can play with each other. I just think the Ravens, though, are the better team. I think the Steelers, have issues on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense is very, very good, but has not been as good the last few weeks. Now, also, though, you look at these last three losses, and you look at who they lost to, all playoff teams, that's why the Ravens are such big favorites. And again, the Ravens were my preseason Super Bowl pick, and I was worried about it until about 6-7 weeks ago. But when I look at the way they've turned that defense around in the last 5-6 weeks, and they've been number one on offense all season long, I think they may be the best team right now, and that's why they're such a big favorite.
So I want to share this with you and our audience as well, knowing your love of the NFL and modern technology. Eli Manning reposted this text from Archie Manning, and it says, FYI, Riley Leonard and Will Howard, now he's talking about, Archie is talking about the quarterback for Notre Dame and the quarterback from Ohio State, Riley Leonard and Will Howard were roommates at Manning Passing Academy last summer. Football icon, thumbs up icon, and then it's signed Archie. And Eli retweeted it with a comment, thank goodness my dad writes his name after he sends me a text. And then Eli signed the text Eli. He signed the tweet Eli. This is just so meta and so Manning and so much fun. Archie signed his name on a text.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great legendary NFL family. I suspect they have two Hall of Famers. There's some debate as to whether Eli deserves it or not. I think he does. We know Peyton is going in, and it's fun. They're fun. I don't watch most of their stuff because I don't find it that interesting. But it is fun, and I think fans really enjoy it.
Well, I enjoy having football discussions with you, whether we agree or not. And this apparently will be ongoing. I'll look forward to that. Hub,
well, I enjoy it too, Stephen. And I certainly hope that people can still disagree without issues, because it doesn't mean one's right or wrong. It's just we're giving our opinions, and I think you and I do it fairly well together. So I hope we continue for a long time.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you for your time, Hub. Be well.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. That's Hub Arkish, senior NFL analyst for The Score. And speaking of The Score and speaking of football, listen to me. Wild Card Weekend is upon us, and here is where you can find each game this weekend. Today, Chargers-Texans will air starting at 3:30 on WBBM News Radio 780 AM, followed by Steelers-Ravens at 7 on The Score. Tomorrow, you can hear Broncos-Bills at noon and Packers-Eagles at 3:30 on 780 AM. Then, Commanders at Buccaneers will be on The Score at 7. Monday night's Vikings-Rams game will be heard on The Score as well, starting at 6:30. All games can be heard on the Odyssey app. The Score is your home for Super Bowl 59. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, let's take a look at Ryan Poles' record. No, really, don't drive off the road. Don't reach for the air sickness bag. But let's take a look at his record, things, stuff. It's what we're supposed to do, the titular general manager. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Thanks for listening. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Yeah, I'm him. Look at that. Big voice guy, emphasizing it. Speaking of big voice, big tweet guy, Brad Biggs. Long time Score guest. Super Bowl 20 member and former defensive coordinator Ron Rivera will interview for Bears head coaching position Sunday. The twist here, the two-time NFL Coach of the Year will have an in-person interview.
Oh, God.
That is exactly what I said should happen. We started the show there. You want someone to command a room, you get a guy in the room to do that. Could have done it with, they're doing it with Rivera. They should have done it with Pete Carroll. Should have done it with Vrabel. Anybody who's available to be brought into your room at Hallis Hall, you bring them in.
I have a question for you. This is the only in-person interview that we know of. Does that mean we should take him more serious than the other candidates that have been on Zoom?
Don't know. I have no idea how the Bears think. I think if I did, I would assume zombies ate my brain.
Or was he just like in the neighborhood? Oh, let me stop on by.
He's familiar with it. He maybe made himself available, wanted to make himself available. Maybe they heard the start of the show where I lectured them about being in the room. I want to be in the room where it happens, room where it happens, room where it happens. You should. You need that.
Is that Hamilton?
Damn right. Yeah.
I love Hamilton.
Well, I'm glad you recognized one of the biggest songs from that. Want to be in a room where it happens. You want a guy who's going to command a room, leader of men, and you're not even bringing him into the room. Is it just, it's insane. It's very Bears, but it's insane. It's crazy. So you bring them in. Get to know them. Maybe you develop a connection, maybe you don't. I mean, it as stupid as it sounds now, Ryan Poles found his brother in a meeting with Matt Eberflus. It was like a shotgun wedding because, again, the Bears did up. But Chico, Super Bowl Chico, will interview there. And I assume with all that committee, you know, they get everybody, including HR, we got to have HR in there because, you know what? Because we hired depraved or despicable people or whatever they are. They're disgusting, and HR's got to be here. Ron Rivera, by the way, is a Score alum. He did Score, yeah. He's a Score guy. Co-hosted shows, Score expert, yeah.
Happy birthday, Chico.
Yeah, there you go. Dave McGinnis. Maybe it will be his birthday. Again, this is Super Bowl 59. That was his number. This is Super Bowl Chico.
I like the texter from the 815. Maybe he refused to do a virtual one.
That's great. He has to tell the Bears how to do it. There are a lot of guys with credibility who should tell the Bears, who probably did tell the Bears how they should do it. And I disagree with Hub. I don't think the Bears will listen. Or they'll listen and then dismiss that guy. They don't want anything to do with anyone who would say, I can't come here unless you change X, X, and X. And if it violates the precious top-down management structure that George McCaskey hews to, guy's not getting the job. That's too big of a personality for the McCaskeys. Let's do tea and other things. They get a sommelier. Anyways, so I guess, well, I guess Ryan Poles is going to be there. I don't know if George will. And George had something to say about a Tuesday press conference that was just all kinds of yucks about Ryan Poles going through this again.
Well, I think Ryan referenced it and Kevin referenced it. You learn from your experiences, gaining wisdom, insight into the process. We're very excited about the process that Ryan has laid out. We're going to start that process as soon as we finish with you folks, and we're looking forward to it.
Everybody squeeze into the Zoom picture so Pete Carroll can see who he's talking to. Yeah, you from HR, you okay. Well, I don't know what Ryan Poles has learned or what you think he has learned. Now, Ryan Poles would say he's learned exactly the kind of head coach he needs for this team. And although he cited all those great things about, oh, I need this, I need that, I need leader of men. And by the way, he's got to command a room, but we're not going to bring him into the room. So I found a wonderful exchange on the Twitter machine that started with a guy named Sam Block, who's a shooter for ESPN, according to his Twitter bio. And here's what he said. Bears GM Ryan Poles has acquired Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Montez Sweat, Roma Dunze, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson. He's not the problem in Chicago. Well, yes, maybe he is, according to a clapback tweet from Jason Black, whose Twitter bio reads thusly. You know him as Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. Put your hands together for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Jason Black. That's his Twitter bio. Anyways, that Jason Black said about Poles, he also acquired Nate Davis, Chase Claypool, Velus Jones, Zach Pickens, Karan Amagaji, Noah Sewell, Ryan Bates, Byron Pringle, Al-Qaeddine Muhammad, Tremaine Edmonds, traded Mac and Roquan, N'Keal Harry, Dan Feeney. It's just as ugly or worse than the acquisitions. I love this Twitter war. I love this back and forth. Great points. Again, it comes back to what has he learned? He's talking about the coach, but when you talk about the coach, what is your roster construction? And one of the things you've learned, you hope Ryan Pace has learned, maybe too late for Caleb Williams' safety, is what Bill Belichick said, and the reason he would never be a coach here or consider they wouldn't waste a phone call on it, not even virtual phone call. Bill Belichick called out the Bears for being bass ackwards and horrible construction of an offensive line. Hub may think it's not all the offensive line's fault, and he's right. Caleb Williams contributed to it. He held on to the ball too long, and there were other issues. Citing DeAndre Swift as a positive for this team, he wasn't the David Montgomery kind of runner. You pound ahead, and you sledgehammer your way up there. David Montgomery is here. The Bears didn't want him, didn't need him. Whatever. But to the argument of what Ryan Poles has ditched or gotten rid of, and how about Darnell Mooney? He had 992 yards this season in Atlanta. Last time I looked, that was more than any Bears receiver. And remember that stuff about the race to 1,000? Yeah, good times. So, Poles couldn't judge Mooney? Is that fair to say? I know they had trouble. They made it known. They leaked it out. Darnell Mooney was not precise with his routes. He wasn't always where the quarterback thought he should be, where the play, where the playbook said he should be. They made that known. Darnell Mooney got, he's got route running. Now they have the opposite of that, and according to whatever they were leaking, whatever smear campaign it was, or however that, maybe that's the way they thought they could get through to Darnell Mooney by making it public. But Keenan Allen, pretty precise route runner. That's what's made him terrific. But let's say he had hired competent coaches, good coaches, Ryan Poles. Let's say he wasn't as insane in his judgment of coaches as he is, as he has been to this point. Let's say he was smarter. And let's say he hired someone who could actually figure out Darnell Mooney. Get it right. Do that. Right. Then maybe he doesn't draft Romo Odunze. Again, Darnell Mooney was, he outperformed Romo Odunze as well as Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. He had a better year in Atlanta than any Bears receiver had here. Let's say he's doing that here. Let's say he's a threat here. Caleb Williams has some kind of connection with him. And maybe Ryan Poles drafts an offensive lineman. Maybe trades back a little. Still gets the offensive lineman, an interior offensive lineman that he wanted. Highly rated guy. Guy who drafts a punter in the fourth round, he might draft a guard in the first round. If you have Tevin Jenkins on your team and you know he's terrific and ferocious and he's another version of Kyle Long, but he's far more injury prone, let's say you trade back. You don't need Romo Odunze. You need an offensive lineman. But he didn't recognize what he needed. We went through this with Jay Cutler. They brought Jay Cutler in and they couldn't block for him. There was that famous game in New York. Monday Night Football. Giants dribbled him like a basketball. I think they sacked him 9 times, and that was just the first half. And it was get him an offensive line. Eventually, it turned out to be, well, we have to get him this, we have to get him that, we have to get him. No, it was Jay's fault. But the point remains. The Bears grab at the big shiny, the pretty shiny thing. Then they can't protect him. Can't block for him. Ryan Poles needs to learn that, George. But it might be too late for Caleb Williams' own well-being, who will be on his third offensive coordinator by minicamp. He hasn't even been here a calendar year. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We'll take a break. We'll see if there's any more news on Ron Rivera interviewing with the Bears tomorrow, and it will be in person. Oh, my God. They might have figured something out. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
No, you can't get no satisfaction. We're still talking about the Bears, coaching search, yada, yada, yada. This news out of Boston from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald. The Patriots and Mike Vrabel's agent have had contract talks. Actually, I correct myself. While Andrew Callahan tweeted that, he cites Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network as saying that. Pelissero is being quoted, potentially a big domino that could fall here in the coming days. Yeah, well, somebody signs a contract. And again, the Patriots, to our knowledge of the teams looking for coaches, the Patriots are the only team, only franchise to have satisfied the Rooney Rule. Interviewing two candidates in person representing diversity. And the cynics out there could immediately bring up Ron Rivera. Chico would represent and satisfy half of the two interviews in person, members of some diverse background. And Chico becomes the first person to be interviewed in person by Ryan Poles' intrepid crew, which includes HR, because Ryan Poles did such a crappy job of vetting last time. And then what would they do in person? It's not that they haven't already had virtual talks with people of color or some form, some diversity. And, okay, let's just say, guys who aren't white, that's what you're looking at. Chico's not white. Chico certainly has roots there. And teams have used whatever manner they can if they want to get around the Rooney Rule. Cynics have said, and truth tellers have said, Ron Rivera being interviewed is kind of a feel-good story. I would hope they're not using him just for that. I would want him to be taken seriously. He brings credibility. He's got that kind of credibility, that kind of gravitas. He's commanded rooms before. He was a Bears defensive coordinator the last time they went to the Super Bowl. Parents, tell your kids. He was a linebacker the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl. The only time the Bears won a Super Bowl. Grandma, grandpa, tell your grandkids. And I would say the cynic in me says this conveniently satisfies half of the Rooney Rule interviewing process. Some of the ones they've done virtual have been Anthony Weaver of Miami Dolphins. I don't know what they'll do in person to make sure they've satisfied the entire Rooney Rule, but this is their start. And the Patriots have already done that. They made sure they did it in person, and they did it loudly, and they paraded out the candidates of diversity. I mean, Ryan Poles would not be in the room by himself with Ron Rivera, although ideally that's the way it should be. He showed up at the lectern by himself Tuesday. That was by design. The Bears did it to show potential candidates who's in charge. Though anybody who's watching knows Ryan Poles is not in charge. He'll think what Kevin Warren wants him to think, because Kevin Warren neutered him when they have finally held that press conference after finally deciding they had to fire Matt Eberflus. And boy, starting with Ron Rivera in person, you look whoever's in that room, you look them in the eye and say, why did you send out your head coach the day after a game to, and then fired him 2 hours later because you couldn't figure out how to fire him or whether he should be fired? What's wrong with you people? Anyways, Poles looked like a guy on Tuesday hoping that Kevin Warren would give him his manhood back. He said a lot of things. They all said a lot of things. Kevin Warren, George McCaskey, Ryan Poles, and we have to stick to it. We have to. That's all we can hold him to, I guess. So we will mark it. But it looks like Kevin Warren's trying to do Ryan Poles' job before Kevin Warren has done his own job. I mean, did I miss shovels in the ground? Did I miss a response, an answer about why the Army Corps of Engineer, what they're doing along Route 53, where that creek is, where the Bears plan to abut a stadium when they get around to building that stadium? Did I miss an announcement about the Army Corps of Engineer? But back to Poles, who saw really his boss do nothing to give him his manhood back. And then there was the question.
For all the reasons you listed about your confidence in Ryan,
yes.
Are you committed to him for the long term? Because that seems like that would be a potential concern for a new coach coming in. If Ryan is at the end of his contract, and this new coach would be starting his contract.
I mean, there are a lot of assumptions in your question. When we say long term, I mean, you know, a year is a lifetime. And I know that's important. And I know 2025 is important, not only from a football standpoint, but from a stadium standpoint, from an operation standpoint. And so, again, I trust Ryan. I trust the process that he has put together. I'm confident it will yield positive results. We will hire a world-class coach, whether it's Thomas Brown or someone who currently does not work in our organization. We will get this right, and I'm looking forward to it. I am so excited about being able to start these interviews. I haven't been able to sleep the last couple of nights.
I hope you weren't barefoot when Kevin Warren was answering that question. Because you got it, you stepped in it, you got it all over your feet.
A year is a lifetime.
No, a lifetime is listening to all this crap. A year is not. And nobody asked, really said it specifically a year. The question, I think it was Jason Leisure, nobody said specifically a year. But Kevin Warren told us there was a year left.
That just hit me. He just outed himself.
Yeah, he did. He's a hustler, Kevin Warren. That's it. He's a sanctimonious hustler at times, whatever's needed. So questions just seem to trip up the Bears people there. Because next, Poles was asked a question by Score regular Dan Weider of the Tribune and Take the North podcast with happy birthdaying Mark Grody. So here was that.
Your plan for Caleb was very specific and very elaborate. Yep. His entire rookie season was subjected to disruption and stress. What
can you explain the disruption and stress part?
Offensive coordinator got fired. His head coach got fired. Mm-hmm. A lot of turmoil throughout the course of his rookie season. Yep. What went wrong with your plan?
Yeah.
Just cut it off. Dude, really? Dude, what stress? What disruptions? Everybody's gotten fired. Everybody dies in the end. You don't even know how to fire a guy. You send him out for a press conference. You promote the passing game coordinator who couldn't talk to the passer, to offensive coordinator, to head coach. And you got to ask about stress and disruptions. If you're looking for an awful moment and a defining moment, in a man foundering about to get his manhood back from the team president. That's it. There you go.
This year really was a lifetime.
And now that man with no answers and no credibility is interviewing guys to lead the Bears. And that's where we leave you today on Saturday Suckage. I mean, just, it's laughable. Nobody important listened. I'll be back next week. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. This victory song.
Don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.